So we'll speak about what is a, I think, a fascinating question, and that is what exactly happened to Lot's wife. There's a lot going on in this week's parsha, and certainly one of the major topics is the destruction of Sodom. And the Torah tells us that the Malachim told Lot and his family, "Al tabit acharecha, don't turn around." Al tamar b'chol hakikar, they told him not to turn around, told him to be focused on what's going forward. The Torah tells us, however, that that Lot's wife turned around. She looked, interestingly, Rashi points out, behind Lot, not behind herself, looked behind Lot. Vatihi nitzav melach. And there was, or suddenly, a pillar of salt. Now, many of the Mefarshim hapshad, if you look in the Chizkuni, look in the Ralbag, a little bit in the Bechor Shor, so they don't think the pasuk says that Lot's wife became salt. Vatihi nitzav melach means that all of the land of Sodom became salt. It comments nothing at all about the status of Lot's wife at all. Kol ha'aretz nitzav melech, says the Chizkuni, says the Ralbag also, which alomar she'eretz Sodom v'amora ha'isa kamo nitziv gadol mimelech, that the city that itself became salt. Well, if that's true, so what happened to Lot's wife? Because initially he seems to have had a wife. Later on in the story, it's Lot with his daughters. What happened to his wife? So the Ralbag writes, even though the Torah doesn't tell us what exactly happened, we can sort of do the math a little bit. The Malach said, don't turn around. Apparently she did. Next thing we know, Lot with his two daughters, not with the wife. Apparently his wife passed away as a result of not listening. But this whole, like, she became a pillar of salt thing, same in Mefarshim, that's not what the Pasuk says at all. The Pasuk says that Sodom and Amorah became salt. However, the standard view of Chazal, what the Bechor Shor refers to as Aval HaOlam Omrim, the standard view amongst the majority of the Mefarshim is that Lot's wife turned around and Lot's wife became salt, a pillar of salt. The question is, why? Why exactly did she become salt? Why was that the appropriate punishment as the result of turning around? It is true that when Sodom was being destroyed, it was being destroyed with different properties, including with salt. But why did she become a pillar of salt? What exactly is going on here? There are a host of Rishonim that understand that what's taking place here is nothing less than Midah Keneged Midah. Where exactly is the Midah Keneged Midah? So Chazal often tells us, the Gemara, Masechta Sota, that when the Ribbono Shel Olam punishes people, so the way that Hashem punishes people is, again, in accordance to what they did. That if you do X, your punishment will somehow be connected to X, and different versions of it. Rashi's version of it is that when Lot said to his wife, please give some salt to our guests, she's like, are you crazy? I'm not going out of my way to give salt. You want to start doing this thing where we start like giving salt even to our guests. As a result, so she became a pillar of salt because of her lack of hachnasas orchem. The Medrash Rabbah says it a little bit differently, that when Lot said to his wife, any chance you can find salt, so she went around from neighbor to neighbor saying, we have lots of guests. Anybody by any chance have any salt? And she did that. She akiru bahen anshe ha'ir. She did it on purpose. People would know that Lot was hosting guests. She went around and started publicizing it. Be that as it may, salt was where it started. So salt is what she ended up becoming. The Kliyakar says it in even like a little bit of a more intriguing way based on the Gemara Masechet Ketubos, that maybe something else was going on. Why exactly was it that Lot and his wife would have been tempted to turn around? So on one level, it would be because a little bit of like almost like hawk, like it'd be fascinating to know like what it looks like. It's a miraculous event, and she would be drawn to it. So as the Kliyakar, that part of what was actually bothering Lot and his wife was the fact that they were going to be losing all of their property. They were wealthy people. The reason why Lot originally and his wife moved to Sodom was because of all that was available in the city of Sodom. It was a very beautiful area. He had a lot of material property, and therefore he wanted to move to Sodom. And now, what was happening? She was going to be losing everything. She was going to be losing everything that she had. But says the Kliyakar, why was she nervous? Kliyakar is actually a beautiful pshat. That's why Alderach Drush. That's why the pasuk said that she looked around, not turned over her own back, but she looked acharei Lot, looked after Lot's back. What that was a reference. Says the Kliyakar, she was looking for what's going to happen after Lot. Like, once my husband passes away, I'm going to be left with nothing. And she was very concerned about her monetary future, her financial future. So she looked around after Lot and she said, what's going to be? And she was so nervous. Says the Kliyakar, what she was always nervous about the entire time that she was a wealthy woman, it was all about her own pleasure. It was nothing to do with sharing with others. She was all excited about the fact that she had money. She married into Lot's family, but she herself didn't ever want to share that in any kind of a way. Why salt? So the Kliyakar points out a Gemara in Meseches Ksubis and Daf Samech Vav Amibes. The Gemara in Ksubis describes how one of Tanayim, Maram, saw the daughter of a very wealthy person who was going through like the feces of an animal looking for potential food. And this Amora Tana said to the girl, well, what exactly is going on here? Why are you, we used to be such a wealthy family. How come you're so poverty stricken that now you can't find food? So the Gemara says that she said back to him, don't you know? Melech mamon chaser. Melech mamon chaser. Melech, salt, is something which preserves. Salt allows something to continue to go on. Melech mamon, if you want to preserve mamon, you have to be chaser. You have to give tzedakah. If you're willing to lose some money sometimes, if you want to be able to preserve things, the tzedakah, a person who gives tzedakah, who cares about others, so then their bonus sholem may continue to allow them to be wealthy. But melech mamon chaser, that's how you become wealthy. A person who's not willing to ever become chaser, who's not willing to share with others, so then it's all going to be lost. Says the Kliyakar al Derech Drush, that's why Eishes Lot became melech, because she was unable to preserve her wealth. She was the opposite of that Gemara. She had none of this melech mamon chaser. She had none of this idea that the way to preserve it would be like that, and therefore the Rebbe Shlom responded by turning her into salt. So says the Kliyakar. According to all of those pshatim, in many ways it was a punishment of mida keneged mida. Meaning, unlike the Ralbag and the Chizkuni and part of the Bechor Shor, and according to the Pshat and the Psukim, the city became salt. No, Lot's wife became salt, but why did she become salt? It's part of this phenomenon called mida keneged mida. The Ramban in his Perush al Torah has a Pshat that about 3 years ago was not so famous, but has become increasingly famous since COVID, because the Ramban refers to contagious illnesses. And this is like, if you're looking for a Rishonim that seems to refer to this phenomenon, so the Ramban is definitely maybe even number one, but certainly top three on anybody's list. Says the Ramban as follows. How come they were told not to turn around? Why weren't they allowed to turn around? So Rashi says they weren't allowed to turn around because it was like inappropriate. The only reason why they're being saved is because of Avram. You're turning around as if like, oh, look at me on my way out. You don't even deserve to get out. It's only through the schus of Avram that you were able to be there. But says the Ramban, you know why they weren't allowed to turn around? That if a person turns around and they have exposure to something which is very contagious, so that can negatively impact them, says the Ramban. And sometimes even thinking about something which can be very dangerous, even thinking about this kind, certain kinds of cholim, even that can actually impact the person. Says the Ramban, that is the reason why in Parshas Tazria, v'lachin yisagur ha-metzora v'yeshev badar. That's why the Metzora has to be alone. Why can't the Metzora be around other people? The concern seems to be that if the Metzora is around other people are going to see the Metzora, other people are going to interact with the Metzora, other people are going to think about the Metzora, and that's going to cause them to catch it also in a certain sense. The Ramban, therefore, gets quoted in discussions about the phenomenon of contagious diseases. And there are those who even quote this Ramban in halachic context, in discussions about the halachic permissibility. Discussion already in some of the Rishonim, in the Ramban, at Tshuva, about visiting people, Bikur Cholim, for those who have contagious illnesses. This Ramban gets quoted a little bit. The phenomenon is real in many ways. The Abarbanel, though, has a question on the Ramban. The Abarbanel says, I understand that there are illnesses that could be contagious. I'm willing to accept that. But this is not called an illness. This is not a Alpiderech HaTeva phenomenon. This is a pure nace. It's a miraculous event done in order to punish certain people. So why exactly would there be a threat for anybody? Says the Ramban that Shaloisa Maka Hahi Tivis Lishotabik. It's not a natural phenomenon. So what exactly is going on here? So the pshat for the Ramban seems to be as follows. Rav Yerucham in the Sefer Das Umusar, Chelek Beis, Maimar Gimel, develops this idea that what the Ramban seems to be conveying is not what we normally think is the case about contagious illness. Ramban, in many ways, the Metzora first pointed out, I think pretty explicitly, that Metzora is not a contagious illness. That's why you only become a Metzora if the Kohen says that you're a Metzora. That's why we have a halacha that if your house has haras, we'll tell you sometimes to take all your stuff out of the house before the Kohen paskins. That refers to a lot of discussion. It's not a contagious illness per se. What the Ramban seems to be referring to is more of a metaphysical idea. And what the Ramban seems to be referring to is a phenomenon that sometimes knowledge of something, that's why even machshava impacts it. The knowledge of something, so the word vayeda, to knowledge, also has a connotation of chibor. that a person who knows about the Rabbonus Olam says Rabbi Yeruchim, based on the Rambam, a person has Yediyas Hashem, so that person also, Hu V'Yediyaso Chadu, that generates a certain closeness, a certain deep connection that a person has. But the Rabbonus Olam, when you're thinking about something, it knowledge is not external, becomes part and parcel of you. It connotes a certain closeness. I'm thinking about someone, that means that is generating a degree of closeness. And the Ramban understands that in a little bit of a sweeping way. That sometimes when a person has in mind something, your machshava can in many ways cause you a certain connection to it. And says the Ramban, especially, it wasn't a physical, natural kind of, it wasn't a natural phenomenon, but in the world of spirituality, that which we think about can in many ways even impact us. And when she turned around, when Eshes Lo turned around, what ended up happening was, so she was thinking about it. When you think about something, so that can impact you. In many ways, that's what the Baal Shem has a yisod about that. It's a quote in the Meshulach Parsh Bereshis, that where a person's mind is, in many ways, impacts where they are. That where your machshava is, impacts where you are considered to be. And in many ways, that's what was going on here. Lot's wife was thinking about, focused on Sodom, on all the Eshes Melech, so she became Melech because she connected to what their struggle. She ended up getting what they had. It's a very sort of powerful idea. For the Ramban, speaks about in a couple of places in his writings, that what you think about and what you have exposure to very much can impact you in a very, very powerful way. Not necessarily in this classic contagious illness, although that seems to also be part of it for the Ramban, but an additional level is that sort of interpretation. So Lot's wife, it seems like, according to the way Chazal understands, he's already shown him, she became salt. Either it's a punishment, midah k'neged midah, or it's a natural result of her turning around, thinking about, getting exposure to something that she ended up becoming it. Have a wonderful rest of your day.